This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A task force put together to keep Philadelphia from going bankrupt is pushing the mayor there to find a way to deal with a $6 billion shortfall in city pension money. Marketplace's Andy Euler says it's not just Philly in this tight spot.
The issue is that cities and states established generous pension packages, and now they can't afford to keep the promise. Leora Friedberg teaches economics at the University of Virginia. She says the pensions that run out of money are a particular sort.
The pensions that run into problems are the defined benefit pensions, where it's entirely up to the employer, the city or the state, to put the money into the account and save the money.
She says what's happening in cities like Philadelphia is the accumulation of many bad decisions. Cities and states are going to have to move to 401ks, packages where the money is saved in an account over time. Pete Constant is the director of the Pension Integrity Program for the Reason Foundation. He points out that the decisions were made generations ago.
We have to look at retirement and see what retirement means today. We can't continue to take the debt from today's workers and transfer it on to future generations.
Detroit was the poster child for cities running out of money. In 2013, that city filed for bankruptcy after accumulating $18 billion in debt. The pension program was said to account for a sixth of that total. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.